better you bet that Nick Costos has the hottest takes.
Now, I'm not making excuses for some of Drake May's poor play, but I think there's reason why Drake May probably struggled a little bit. Rumors that he's not fully healthy, obviously dealing with a shoulder injury. Will Campbell's a train wreck at left tackle. What did the Patriots do this offseason? Here's Caleb Lomu in the first round, left tackle out of Utah. My sense is that at some point this year, Will Campbell kicks inside and Lomu takes over a left tackle.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on the Fan Upstate. BetMGM tonight. Get the latest scores, sides, totals, props, parlays, futures, and much more. Real-time, relevant sports wagertainment. Weeknights at 7. BetMGM tonight, exclusively on the Fan
Upstate.
And on the Odyssey app.
This is Dabo Swinney, head coach of your Clemson Tigers. You're listening to
The Fan Upstate on Odyssey. Tune in and now suit it up on the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen, we bring the game.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Filling in for my guy Nick Costos on You Better You Bet. Right now we're talking about the AFC. And in the AFC, I think there's eight teams that could argue that they're a Super Bowl contending team. Now, respectfully, I probably should have included the Jacksonville Jaguars. But we got to be real with ourselves. How stunned would you be if Jacksonville found themselves in the Super Bowl? You would not be stunned if Cincinnati was in the Super Bowl. They just went a handful of years ago. Baltimore has Lamar Jackson, who has won multiple MVPs. Houston has the best defense in the AFC. I don't for the life of me understand how Jacksonville was so good last year. It's one of life's great mysteries. Like, how many licks would it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? How nobody has the answer? Nobody has the answer of how good Jacksonville was last year or why they were so good. It doesn't make any sense. They won 14 games last year. They beat Denver on the road late in the season. And then they had one game to prove to us how good they were. They had one game against Buffalo at home, lost. That's all you needed to know. That was all the information we needed about them, how they were fraudulent, how they weren't contenders. So I want to go around the room here, and I just want to get the room's opinion. Because if you were asking me, I think the Broncos are the best team in the AFC. I don't feel strong on it. I don't feel strong about any of these teams. I think all of these teams have fatal flaws. I think all of these teams have serious red flags. That's what makes the AFC so fun. The AFC has been dominated. It's been controlled by the same two teams now for 20 years. Whether it was Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, whether it was Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, the AFC has been dominated by two quarterbacks and two franchises for 20-something years. This is the first time in a while in which we start a season where, I don't know, this is a real dealer's choice here. This is a real, honey, you pick where you want to eat. I don't know which one of these teams are good. I mean, I know that one of these teams, multiple these teams are going to miss the playoffs. Only seven teams can make it. So out of these eight teams that we all think are going to be pretty decent this year, a couple of these teams aren't making the playoffs, and there's going to be some new, fresh blood. We're going to look up, and Tennessee's there. We're going to look up, and Indianapolis is much better than people think. That's just kind of how the National Football League goes. Kenny, we'll start with you here. There's eight contending teams, give or take, in the AFC. Who are you high on? Who are you fading heading into the season?
I like Baltimore, and I know a first-year head coach has not won the Super Bowl, and I guess that's a question here, but I'm willing to bet on Jesse Minter being, and of course I'm willing to bet on Lamar Jackson. Now, I know he hasn't had playoff success, but I think he is still one of the three best quarterbacks in the league. I'm not betting on a Derrick Henry downfall. Why would we ever do that at this point if he's still playing? He's still one of the 5 to 10 best running backs in the league. I do worry about the receiver core, but like I said, I'm going to Jackson. I think all the stuff that came out over the offseason, the players putting him at 69th best player in the league, the executives putting him as the 5th best quarterback in the league, that's only going to fuel him. He's going to have a big year. And like I said, Jesse Minter is going to get that defense back to where it was a few years ago with Mike McDonald.
Yeah, I want to get your – point on this, Tyler. I'm curious what you think. The Derrick Henry thing. I mean, Derrick Henry has been phenomenal for the last 12 years at running back. Like, Derrick Henry is going to be 32 years old this season. And the belief usually is once your running back gets past 28 years old is normally when it's time to kind of be on the opposite side of this. I mean, last year at 20 years old, 307 carries. At 30 years old, his first year in Baltimore, 325 carries. He scored 16 touchdowns in each of the last two seasons. So we're talking about a guy who was an absolute proven workhorse, a guy that's proven to you time and time again that you can count on him. You would just have to think at some point, it's like, when do you have a regular year? Doesn't seem like it's anytime soon with him. The big thing to me with Baltimore is going to be, can they get Lamar back running last year? I thought a major problem with their team last year, aside from the health, and I think that played a major factor in it, is Lamar just took such a huge step back last year, whether it was in the passing numbers and the passing statistics, or it was just in his desire to take off and be a dangerous runner. That team really works when Lamar Jackson is such a threat to take off and run the football because of how elusive and explosive he is. I mean, last season, he ran for 300 yards. In 2024, Lamar Jackson had 139 carries for 900 yards. Last season, he took half the amount of rush attempts, so 67 rush attempts, 349 yards and two touchdowns. If you're going to cut his production in thirds from what he does as a running back, it just makes him far less dangerous, far less scary as a running back. And you need Lamar to continue to be one of those dangerous, game-changing kind of players. And that's just not who he was. Baltimore doesn't work if their quarterback is human. They need him to be spectacular. They need him to be a superhero, and that's just not what they got last year. So if you're really high on Baltimore, Kenny, who in the AFC are you fading? If you're in on Baltimore, who are you out on?
Yeah, this is you're probably not going to like this because the team you said is the best, and it's Denver. You talked about the one-score regression. I'm just not sold on Bo Nix. I think it's a great roster, but I think they do play in a lot of one-score games. You're a Chiefs fan. You know how that went for them last year after they went, correct me if I'm wrong, 11-0 the year prior in one-score games. Very similar to what Denver did this past year. I think that comes back to haunt them, and they're more of a 10-win team as opposed to people thinking they're going to be right at back at the top of the AFC.
Yeah, I think with Bo Nix and why it's kind of hard for people to get on board is it feels to me that we've seen a ceiling with Bo Nix, and that's why I'm really interested to see this season, now that you've given him the amount of weapons in the passing game that they have, going to pick up Jalen Waddle is big. So if you're telling me you got Waddle, you got Cortland Sutton as your 1-2s, I like their tight end. We'll see if R.J. Harvey can be a little bit more effective than he was last season. I like the offensive additions that the Broncos made, but I certainly understand not being a huge believer in them heading into the season. All right, Tyler, I'll ask you the same question. Let's start with who are you in on? What team do you like in the AFC heading into the season?
I'm actually surprised Kenny said this team. I completely agree with him. I like the Baltimore Ravens a ton. I wanted to pick one of the teams that had the new coaches, so either Buffalo or Baltimore. I just don't trust Josh Allen in the playoffs. Obviously, I know I'm picking Lamar Jackson, who's done the same amount, which is zero. But I think they have the best combination of the quarterback, best combination of rushing attack, and the best defense amongst those two teams. So I completely agree with Kenny there. I like Baltimore a ton. I think they're going to win the AFC. I wanted to pick Houston, but I mean, how can you trust C.J. Stroud with how he's done with his the last two seasons? So I'll take Baltimore to win the AFC.
All right, I got to ask you both this question here. We got to step back for a bit. You're telling me in a January playoff game you're picking Baltimore? Because it's easy to say that right now while it's sunny outside. It's easy to say I like Baltimore when it's 105 degrees and you got a pool day scheduled. Baltimore's really good now. You're telling me, both of you, when it gets cold, when you got to take that parka out, when you got the thermostat dialed up, that's when you believe in Baltimore? Because I got 5 years of evidence and 5 years of data that tells me believing in Baltimore in that time of the year is going to end in absolute heartbreak. So that's my question for Baltimore.
Yeah, I completely agree. But I'm willing to bet on the unknown with Jesse Minter and him changing this philosophy with the Ravens. Like, Harbaugh, like, we saw it so often. I think a change could actually fix them and Buffalo. I think both those teams are going to be phenomenal, obviously. I just think with the new head coach and the new style they might play, I think that it could change dramatically for Baltimore. So it's, to me, it's just all brand new head coach, brand new philosophy. I think it can change them a little bit.
All right, so if you're in on Baltimore, who are you out on? We heard Denver out. Who are you out on?
Cincinnati. I mean, I can't. I mean, as long as Zach Taylor is the head coach and this is the front office and ownership, like I just can't do it. Everyone thinks, oh, Joe Burrow, this could be the year he's going to be healthy. We've done this for the last like 3 or 4 years, and he always gets injured. I know the offense is awesome. The defense, I don't care if they added Dexter Lawrence. It's just all that's going to do is just stop the run. They're still going to probably give up 30 points a game through the air. Like, I'm completely out on Cincinnati. Would not be shocked that they bottomed out again, and Joe Burrow's a free agent at the end of the year, and we're doing the whole Joe Burrow sweepstakes for next season. So Cincinnati, I am completely out on.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. Like, if you're asking me out of these teams, which of these teams do I think is most likely to miss the playoffs, I'd probably say Cincinnati as well, too. We've just done this Cincinnati on paper game for the last 3 or 4 years, and it just never ends up working the way that it does. If I had to look into my crystal ball, if I had to be the Swami, this has an 8-9, narrowly missing the playoffs, slow start, Zach Taylor on the hot seat. This has that season just written all over the Cincinnati Bengals. We've played this game before. I know the vibes. We do. I know the vibes. I've seen the vibes before. I've been around the vibes. I know exactly what's going to happen here. This is an 8-9. They score a lot of points, but they give up a lot of points. If you got Joe Burrow on fantasy, you're happy, but they can't really do anything else. You're happy that you got Ja'Marr Chase, and that defense can't stop anybody. We've played this game for the last 3 seasons with Cincinnati. You're not fooling me. You're not fooling me. But I wanted to do this exercise just because there's so many questions about the teams that are in the AFC. There's so many questions about them. The NFC, I think, is real easy to look at. The Rams have one of the strongest rosters on paper that we've seen in the NFL in probably a decade. The Seahawks are a very, very good team. I like Philadelphia this year. I don't love them the way that I think you can love those other two teams, but I like Philadelphia this year. I think Dallas is going to be a little bit better than people think they're going to be this season. I think, oddly enough, the Cowboys are coming in, flying in under the radar. But the top two teams in the NFC are very easy, very, very straightforward. The AFC is very, very different. So this was a fun exercise. We're going to be joined by Herm Edwards coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll get his thoughts as we continue our conversations when it comes to the National Football League. I wanted to talk about this because last night we had the Hall of Fame game. When you really think about it, we've had chances to see some perfect football players. Like Tom Brady was the perfect football player, has an incredible resume, can't really poke any holes in it. I mean, even if you're going to say, well, they lost those 2 Super Bowls to Eli Manning, I mean, he won 7 other ones. Like, how much are we holding it against them? Tom Brady has a perfect football resume. I think that Charles Woodson is one of those people. If there was something to win, Charles Woodson won it as a football player. Everybody loves Charles Woodson, unless you're an Ohio State fan. Even if you cheer for Ohio State, you probably still have the, you know, that guy's good. I'm going to give you another perfect football player. It's Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald was the perfect football player. You don't know a single person that doesn't like Larry Fitzgerald. Imagine if you were just sitting around with your friends and you were just talking about great 2000s receivers and you were just talking about some guys and somebody said, hey, what about Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald? You'd be like, oh, they're pretty good. That's how you would feel. Oh, they're pretty good. Yeah, of course. He was phenomenal. Larry Fitzgerald, all pro. Multiple times, won Walter Payton Man of the Year, went to the Pro Bowl 11 times. He was the NFL leader in catches 2 separate times, led in touchdowns 2 separate times. He's on the 2010s All-Decade team, also on the 100th anniversary team. He was one of the best college football players of the last 25 seasons. I think he was the best player in college football his season. And he was on the listen to the all-decade receivers for 2010s. Antonio Brown, who should be in the Hall of Fame, but they will never vote him into the Hall of Fame. Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, and Julio Jones. I'll put that four wide receivers up against any era's four wide receivers. We can go 90s, we can go 80s, 70s, whatever era. I will put those 2010s with AB, Fitz, Megatron, and Julio. I'll put that four up against any four all-decade receivers, and I'll feel really about what we have. Larry Fitzgerald, he was just the perfect football player. Everybody loves him, super reliable, super durable while he was a football player as well. Every season, you knew exactly what you were going to get from Fitz. You knew he was going to give you 100 catches. He was going to have 1,000 yards. He was going to have 8 to 12 touchdowns. He was going to play in all 16 games. He was going to be a reliable football player. You never had to worry about any off-the-field issues with Fitzgerald. He was going to be a good teammate, good person in the community. Larry Fitzgerald, one of the great football players of his time. Congratulations to him. First ballot Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Fame. I still think he should have won the Heisman Trophy that year. But you know what? He got just about every other award you could get as a college football player back in 2003. So congratulations to Larry Fitzgerald, who's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Congratulations to Luke Kuechly, who is going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. A great start to a weekend with the Hall of Fame game. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. Coming up on the other side, there has been a piece of audio that I cannot stop listening to. I'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. My name is Carrington Harrison, filling on You Better You Bet.
Every team, every player, every story, every angle. This is Westwood One Sports.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he can be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Ingles Market Studio.
Tigers, Gamecocks, Panthers, Paladins, and Rebels. Punch your ticket to the best local sports. 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg. Always streaming wherever you are on the Odyssey app. The Fan.
Upstate.
From the News Talk 98.9 WORD Weather Center, here's the Carolinas' most trusted forecast on The Fan Upstate. Chance of thunderstorms and foggy early today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 88, south winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on The Fan Upstate. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
Furman University opens the 2026 college football season under the lights at Powellton Stadium on August 27th. Hi, everybody. Dan Scott here, inviting you to join David Kopp, Tom Van Hoy, and me as we bring you all the action of Furman and Anderson University on Thursday, August 27th, beginning with the Pepsi Countdown to Kickoff at 5:30 p.m. Kick at 7 o'clock. Furman football under the lights, August 27th. All the action.